14. Discussion and possible action on the transfer of U.S. Environmental Protection Agency grant funds to the Richmond Rosenberg Local Government Corporation. John Hoffman.
Directors, this particular item is one that involves some federal earmarks that we received over the years on behalf of some local Fort Bend County entities. Taking back to roughly the 2000-2001 time frame, the entities in Fort Bend County that are subjected to subsidence district requirements were beginning to kind of come to terms with the fact that those regulations were not going to go away. And so Richmond and later Rosenberg and some of the local municipal utility districts and the George Foundation got together and decided that they needed to do something to figure out how they were going to comply with the subsidence district requirements. And for those of you that may not know, the subsidence district requirements force these local entities to get off of the groundwater that they've historically relied upon and onto surface water, at least to a certain percentage of their usage. So beginning about the 2001 time frame, a series of earmarks were secured on behalf of those local Fort Bend County entities. After the first one was pursued by Tom DeLay's office, BRA got involved and we helped them get the other earmarks that they had. The locals approached us and they said, hey, BRA, we need an entity, kind of a neutral third party, to go through the EPA as the grant sponsor and help us spend these monies on some engineering studies to look at how we're going to comply with the subsidence district requirements. And so that's really what we did. These earmarks all were to be given back to the county entities in the form of a grant. It's a matching grant that's 55% the federal government and 45% on the local side. So we had to come up with 45%, and the BRA participated in the match side of it, both with staff time. Kathy Dominguez, that works for me, has been working with this thing since BRA got involved with it. We've spent a lot of time in coordinating with the local entities. Fast forward about 2006-2007 time frame, and we had two different studies completed that talked about the need to create a surface water entity down there to treat Brazos River surface water so that these folks could get off their local groundwater and comply with their subsidence district requirements. There was an open question up until about a year ago as to whether or not BRA would be involved in the surface water treatment plant that would need to be constructed. About the same time, one of the city managers changed in the city of Rosenberg, and the guy that's in Rosenberg now had been at Seguin before, and one of the things Seguin did was they created a local governmental corporation to facilitate a surface water deal that they were doing. And so he really aggressively pursued the creation of an interlocal corporation between Richmond and Rosenberg to do this surface water treatment facility, and that's indeed what they have done. They've created this corporation. And go to the next slide, please. They've created this local corporation, and they've asked for us to come in and basically cede the administration duties of these grant funds over to them. Now, so you can keep the numbers straight, the first grant was really the biggest one, and it was like $867,000. To date, they've only accessed about $238,000 of those federal funds. So there's still a big chunk of that first grant that remains. The subsequent grants that are on the table, the second one was $630,000, and the third one was just under $100,000. Obviously, when the earmarks started getting harder to get in Washington, the dollar figures got down less, and I believe that last one, the $96,000 one, was what happened after Tom DeLay left. So it went from $300,000 down to $96,000. In any event, the important thing is the locals have asked us to come cede these funds, the control of these funds, over to them. And obviously, this is one of these deals where we want to be involved as long as they want us involved. Now they'd like to do it on their own, and so we're asking that you, through the resolution that we'll read to you here in just a second, allow us to make good on that promise for those locals. We are going to have to keep in mind the fact that these folks are now customers of the BRA. They buy surface water from us. They sign contracts for the surface water that they'll run through this treatment facility. And if the growth numbers that we see in Region H are halfway true, we're going to see them buy more water from the Brazos River Authority system as well. So let's go to the slide with the resolution on it. What this resolution will do is allow Phil to sign an agreement with the local governmental corporation that Richmond and Rosenberg have formed to be sent back to the Environmental Protection Agency so that EPA can deal directly with that local governmental corporation, and that the local folks can have access to these funds, because they're going to need all of this and a whole lot more to do the 4 to 6 million gallon per day advanced treatment plant that they will build to comply with the subsidence district requirements. So,
question.
Yes, sir.
The funds, we've had them for some period of time. Is this the interest added amount, or is this the
No, sir. No, sir. The way these funds are administered, we spend the money on our dime, and we gather up the match, and then we submit to them for reimbursement. You don't do anything prospectively. Everything has to go to them after it's been spent. So there's really not any
interest.
There's
no money there.
Yes, sir.
So we've not got to come up with any additional cash to do
No, sir. No, sir. No, nothing from us other than a piece of paper that says,
don't get it.
Is it a 45% or 55% match? Because
it's 45% on our side. It's 55% on the Fed side, I believe.
Because on page 305, it says the earmarks require 55% local match.
55% local, Kathy?
But on another 55% place, local. It says 45%.
55% local or 45% local on the EPA grant? 45. It's switched on that. The EPA is the lion's share of the money.
Very good.
The locals are just under. It's still a great deal for them. I mean, it's 45 cents on the dollar. So I mean, it's a good deal for them. And if you're a town the size of Richmond, 45 cents on the dollar is good. Sir. Okay. All right.
Any other questions for John? John, if you would, read the resolution, please.
And we'll correct it up here on this. Okay. It was brought to my attention that there was a typo in the resolution, and this second number over here, I will read the correct number when I read the resolution. There's an additional 6 that got put into the number, and it should be 501 instead of 502. So just for your information, that's why how I'll read it. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the transfer of the remaining funding for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency grant number XP-9769061 and total funding for grant numbers XP-9664441 and XP-9664501 to the Richmond-Rosenberg Local Government Corporation. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to execute an agreement with the Richmond-Rosenberg Local Government Corporation to release such funds. This agreement will be executed prior to the funds transfer and will release the Brazos River Authority of all responsibilities regarding said grants.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Paul, seconded by Scott. Would you please poll the board?
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Thank you very much.